You referenced the Tribune. They were friendly competitors?
Well, some of them were friendlier than others, let's put it like that. Really, when I became copy boy, I was instructed, don't talk to those SOBs in the elevator. They'll steal your stories. See, we used the same composing room, so they would very jealously guard Tribune copy and World copy, keep it separate, because now nobody ever at the World ever did this, but the Tribune people would read our copy and steal our stories.
Is that true?
Well, I'm joking, but I'm sure the Tribune people had the same thing to say about the World.
Right.
No, we weren't all that friendly. I subsequently found out that when you're out on a run with some of these guys, we got friendly. Nolan Bullock was their ace reporter, if you want to use that term. He'd been an old crime reporter for years. He was probably around 60 when I was reporting at the courthouse. Well, every now and then, they would assign Nolan to cover a specific case or something at the courthouse. I would be covering it for the World. And Nolan would be working all morning because they were on a morning schedule. I found out real quick. I kind of got to know him, and I would come in like at 2 o'clock, World reporter. And Nolan would catch you up on what happened that morning. I mean, he was very, very gentlemanly. I always got along real well with Nolan Bullock. And I wasn't the only one. I mean, there are a lot of people. Now, Nolan, he had a reputation that did not match his personality. And I'm sure that was true of a lot of the Tribune reporters. But it was competition, man. We tried hard to get it in the World first. And if the Tribune got it first, or vice versa, the other one would write what we called a knockdowner.
Oppose it?
Well, yeah, there's some reason to that. I mean, if you had a triple X murder the Tribune got, you'd have to print it the next morning. But if it were some, let's call it enterprise reporting that the Trib did, well, we didn't think much of it, you know, and we'd rewrite it just a little bit and vice versa. The papers were about as competitive as you can be between a morning and afternoon paper. I mean, there's certain things that would, just because of the clock, break on Tribune time, some things would break on World time, where the other one couldn't do much about it.
I don't know if you considered it fun then, but as you look back on it, wasn't it good competition?
Oh, yeah. This is something that the public doesn't really understand, is that, speaking for myself, and I think for some of my colleagues who really knew something about the newspaper business, we were very, very unhappy when the Tribune folded. I mean, I wish we had the Tribune publishing today. Not because they were such a great bunch of guys, you know, we considered them to be SOBs, but it was nice to have the competition. It just makes a better newspaper on both sides. So we were unhappy to see the Trib go, and that's a whole other story. I mean, it was unavoidable. I was there on that. I know what the situation was. They had to do what they did, and my management had to do what they did to take it over.